The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Free Talk Live. We invite you to join us here toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In the studio tonight, you've got Ian here.
Renee.
And Johnson.
And we were talking about Donald Trump. We'll come back to that. He's got a plan. He's actually announced a two-page long plan to the Washington Post of how he plans to basically twist the Mexican government's arm into handing over $5 to $10 billion to build a 1,000-foot-long or 1,000-mile, excuse me, 1,000 miles, big difference, 1,000-mile-long wall on the southern border of the United States. We'll get back into his plot here in moments, but we had an interesting call from Erod in Georgia at the end of the last hour where he talked about a young man in his maybe early 20s or something who got into a car wreck. He was S-faced drunk. And he wrecked his car into presumably another car. I don't know if it wasn't clear if it was another car or if he just literally ran into people. But either way, there were multiple young people who were killed, children who were killed by this young man. And apparently he was sentenced to something like 70-plus years in prison as a result. And Erod pointed out that, you know, he at one time when he was young also drove drunk. And so... He was empathizing with this guy because he could have been that guy. In Erod's case, he happened to run into a telephone pole or something and just totally wrecked his car, but was so drunk, as you may know, if you're drunk enough and you get into a car wreck, it actually, you'll come out better than if you're not drunk because your reaction time is so slow, you don't have the time to tense up.
Right.
And, you know, you see the other car coming or whatever, you tense up, and then you break more bones and things like that if you tense up if you're not drunk. But
right.
If you're drunk, you don't do that in time, and so your body just sort of takes the hit, and you can much more better survive.
That sounds, I mean, I've heard that before, and it sounds like nonsense to me.
Well, it seems to be true. Because
I mean, the whole reason why we have the instinct to tense up is to better take a hit.
Yeah, but not when it's at that level. Apparently, it's better for your body to just kind of go with the flow.
Do you really know that, though?
That's what everybody says. So
Who's everybody?
Everybody I've ever heard talk about this
I'm
stuff.
I'm calling you out on this. Well, yeah, everybody you've ever heard talk about this.
You've got your phone right there, man. You do the research. You figure it out. Because I believe it. To me, it makes sense. Because your body is sort of going with the flow
to
of the
me,
accident.
To me,
rather than resisting the oncoming force.
Okay, check this out. You're standing in front of a wall. I push you into the wall as hard as I can. You let yourself hit the wall with that full force of what I'm pushing on you, or you put your arms out, you catch yourself,
that's
and
not
you stop
dead,
yourself.
That's not a deadly level of force. It just apparently makes
it
a big difference.
It is if I get up a full
talk
steam
some,
head run.
Talk to some EMS workers, dude. They'll tell you that.
Maybe.
EMS workers will tell you that.
Speaking of drunks, don't we have one on the line?
No, we don't have anybody there.
What?
So, toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. If there was someone, I'd let you know. 855-450-3733. So you can bring up anything you want. Anyway, I wanted to continue on with the topic with Erod. The question was, you know, what do you do in this case? How do you handle this? And I suggested that the libertarian solution is to restitute, to have the person who committed the act pay something. You know, whatever that is. Now, that's, I think, for the market to decide, for an arbitrator or the court system or whatever it would be, the jury. You know, I don't know what the amount should be or if there should be some set amount. I don't know. But I know that if I were victimized or if a loved one of mine were victimized, I would not want the criminal, or the victimizer, I would not want that person to sit in a cell and rot for the rest of their lives, having to be supported by the very people who he or she victimized. I would much rather have that person working so they could pay something back to the victim's families. because people were damaged by this person, and having that person sit in a prison cell does not help make anybody whole. Again, not saying that you can ever be truly whole when someone takes away a loved one from you, but ultimately that, I think, is the best situation. Johnson, you gave the objection that, well, what if the person is let out? What if this guy who killed, you know, three kids when he was drunk? Okay, yeah, I agree. I'll pay 20% of every paycheck I ever receive to the victim's family. And then he goes out a year later and gets drunk because he's, you know, depressed over his terrible life now that he has to pay 20% every paycheck. And he gets drunk and drives again. You know, so what if he did that? Okay, well, there are ways to kind of help solve that problem. They have ignition interlock systems where, and generally I'm not a fan of these ideas, but it's better than putting somebody in prison for the rest of their life.
Right.
It's better than 75 years behind bars to have a something that he would have to blow into before he could start his car. There's that. There's also Alcoholics Anonymous, putting somebody in a treatment program to give them the opportunity to get better. And ultimately, again, I just don't think that the risk that he might do something else in the future when, you know, he doesn't have any history of doing these things in the past is a fear that justifies, you know, not locking him in a jail cell. So you can share your thoughts here tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Did you find anything out, Johnson?
I'm currently pinging. I know a paramedic.
Okay.
Actually, we both know a paramedic. This is somebody who has worked for
Free Aid,
yes. And so I'm trying to check in and see if I can get an answer. He's at work right now.
So, okay, you know, very good. One of those situations. So, yeah, you can chime in on any of these things if you want to. And so, you know, one of the big questions would be, what would the market decide on the value of a human life? Are children's lives more or less valuable? Or are all human beings' lives equally valuable?
They are equal.
Okay. And so what is the value of a human life? When somebody is taken from you, is there a certain number that would make that better? Or
I don't think so. I don't think that I could be ever made whole unless my brother can be returned to me from the dead.
Right.
There's no amount of money. There's no anything that can fill that hole.
Exactly. So that's why this is one of the hardest issues, I think, for people to really deal with, because you either have the punishment mentality or you've got restitution, right? So is there anything else? Are there other ways of handling this situation besides throw him in a jail cell or make him pay? Are we missing something?
Maybe. I don't have a good answer, honestly.
Yeah, I'm not saying you do, right? Do you have?
I don't know. I'm just thinking, like, outside the box. Like, how would someone else maybe answer this? Torture comes to mind.
Well, that's the punishment.
I don't know. Yeah.
That's the punishment mentality.
Right. I would enjoy that, but again, that's not gonna bring my brother back.
No, that would just that's Schadenfreude, is to enjoy the suffering of another.
She killed my brother,
it's
man.
Like, okay, you get to have your legs broken, and then when your legs heal, we'll break them again. You know, like, you know, it's like, this is restitution, and we're going to keep doing this for the rest of your life because you killed people. And I don't know, you know, like, or that's not even really restitution. Sorry, I shouldn't call it that, vengeance or whatever.
Yeah, vengeance would probably be the right
thing. So, I got a good paramedic response so far, which was, you know, I said, whether or not we're talking about whether or not it's better to be loose in a car crash, and that tensing up, you know, somehow makes things worse. And the first answer I got was, well, seatbelts are better. Cars design, are designed safety features around you being belted in mind. And anecdotal, but the majority of dead and seriously injured that he's seen in car wrecks were not wearing their seatbelts.
Okay.
And I'm like, okay, that's a great, you know, good paramedic answer, but it doesn't really answer the question that we're trying to find out. And he said he misunderstood, as in, like, loose in the vehicle versus being melted in. And he said he doesn't really know, so unfortunately.
All right, we'll figure it out.
Maybe there's some medical professionals that are listening.
Yeah, the internet will know. We just haven't looked yet. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. That's 855-450-3733. In other news, Donald Trump proposing to extort money from Mexico by cutting off remittances. And what's a remittance? That's where you go to Western Union or MoneyGram, and you give them cash, and then they, as a licensed money transmitter, transmit that money to a receiving location in, you know, Guadalajara or wherever, and somebody comes, shows their ID, and they pick the cash up. So the idea would be to cut off remittances to Mexico with the intention of that getting the Mexican government to cough up $5 to $10 billion, and then Trump claims he will build a border wall with that money. Will this hold any water? We'll continue with the analysis, and you can also bring up anything you want here on Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Hi, Pat Matthews again. I want to talk to you about selling online. And when I say selling, I'm talking about your home, your car, and even buying a house or a new set of wheels. There's a new kid in town, and that's buysellmakeoffer.com. The revolution has already begun, and I invite you to be a part of it. You see, get in on the ground floor, because buysellmakeoffer.com never charges item fees. Can you imagine what the other guys might charge you for selling a car on their site, let alone a house? Well, buysellmakeoffer.com doesn't do that. And you can use Skype and YouTube videos to sell your products, big or small. Go right now to buysellmakeoffer.com and set up your account. For as little as $7.95 per month, you can sell up to 50 items, and they'll give you the first 30 days free just to try it out. Remember, no per-item fees. Join the revolution today. BuySellMakeOffer.com. And tell them Pat Matthews sent you.
December 7th, 1941. A date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now, or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it three times a day. Once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people at my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life, and arthritis that runs through my family. But One World Whey has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. You may join us here toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Johnson and I have dueling studies. We have found information that will justify our viewpoint on the internet.
Of course.
And we'll do that here in a moment. We'll share it with you about the question of, is being drunk in a car accident actually more likely to help your chances of survival of that accident?
Right.
And you found something from 1995. I found something from 2012.
Not I'll amend that in about a second.
not that something being newer is better. That's not necessarily the case. So we can continue that discussion with you here. Renee's joining us from Anarchy After Dark, which is her show, which you can check out on Friday nights from 10 p.m. to midnight Eastern time on LRN.FM. Also, you do a video cast through YouTube. Just look for Anarchy After Dark. Isn't that right, Renee?
That's right. Thanks, Ian, for saying all that for me.
That's what
my
I
throat
do.
Hurts.
No problem. Thanks for being here, even though you're a sick, sick puppy.
Aw.
So, toll-free number 855-450-FREE. You can also join us online where you can actually shop with Free Talk Live. You get your shopping done through Amazon, and Free Talk Live benefits when you do it through shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com. You just enter through that site, and Free Talk Live, you can do Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, and Amazon US. Get your shopping done. We sure do appreciate it. As we go to your phone calls and your thoughts. Let's go to Troy. He's in Arizona listening to K-Talks. Hey, Troy.
This is Charlie.
Hey, Charlie. I'm not sure how they got Troy from your name, but go ahead.
That's all right. Hi, guys. Hi, ma'am. I just wanted to say that they actually do value human lives differently. If you've ever examined wrongful death suits, they use an actuarial chart. The age of the person, their profession, the prospects they have. So a young professional is going to be worth more money than, say, somebody like me.
So what you're saying is that's how it's done, but is that how it should be done? Meaning that
no, of course not. But I'm just, we've got to talk reality here. But,
I think we can also talk about the way things ought to be. You know, what is the ideal way?
And human life is, it is human life. You cannot distinguish that between, say, that of an animal. And it amazes me that people actually cause accidents and death. To miss a squirrel in the road. You know, I'm sorry for the squirrel, but if the choice is there, you better choose on the side of Homo sapiens.
I got to agree with you there. I think that someone should choose to run the squirrel over.
Renee.
But I imagine Renee would disagree.
No,
I would go straight into the guardrail.
Nope, I had an ex-boyfriend who was riding in the car with me one day, and it was a small cat who actually ran out in front of the road, and I slammed on the brakes, whipped the wheel all the way over, and he's like, oh my God, you're going to kill us. Just run it over. And I said, nope.
Well, wait, did you whip the wheel in a way that could have put you in the car that was coming at you's direction, or did you...
There was no other car coming.
Then that's one thing.
Like, but I probably
risk,
still
putting
would
yourself
have...
at risk
I'm
to
not
save
saying
us.
Don't attempt to avoid, but... And one other thing, when I call about... the instrument that they used to rob the American people in 33 and 34 of their gold. And I mentioned that Wilson was the portrait on there. I don't know if people caught that, but he was the one that signed the income tax and the Federal Reserve into law. And later said that by his act, he had ruined his country.
Well, I didn't know that he said that later on. Thanks, Charlie, for the call tonight. He's also the guy who got the U.S. into World War I, so not a good guy.
Real winner.
Yeah. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Let's go to Dan. He's in Newport News, Virginia, listening online. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live on the Amp Lines.
Thanks for taking my call, and I wanted to talk about the DUI stuff.
Yeah.
You talk about reparations and all that. Saturday night I called into your show and I talk about having lived through having a wife murdered and the people being in jail and all that. And, you know, like kind of like you said, Ian, there is really no vengeance in thinking about someone sitting in a jail cell rotting. There really isn't. It brings no pleasure at all. But justice has to be done. But on the other hand, you know, when people really want to try and make things right, I think about this guy that I worked with. He did kill someone in a drunk driving accident. And the company that he worked for after he got out of prison hired him back. He was in a management position. And they said that they didn't want his life to be ruined because he was a good person. Which immediately I thought about, well, what do we have different levels of people here? Some people get forgiveness and a chance to make reparations, and other people don't. And what's this based on?
And skin color, usually.
Skin color? I didn't want to be the one to say it.
Yeah, but I'll jump right in. I mean, yeah. You know it's true. I mean, okay. You look at the...
Well, we don't know the color.
Socioeconomic status as well, you know, can take...
Hey, 40 years ago is a long time, so I can talk about it now. But 40 years ago in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, where I grew up at, I committed a crime. There's no doubt that I did it. And it wasn't violent, but it could have been a violent crime. But it turned out after I turned myself in when they were looking for me that I did not know this. My uncle was the chief of police in Portsmouth. And the people that I committed the crime against happened to be relatives, very wealthy relatives of the girl I was dating at the time. And, you know, I walked away with a $20 fee. That was it.
Yeah, it's good to know the chief of police, huh?
Yeah, I always thought from that day, if my uncle had not have been the chief of police, I would have been in prison for at least 5 or 6 years, and my life would have been ruined. And so, I mean, it's where is it fair, where is it not fair? But I will say, again, when it comes to, I've done DUIs, I just hadn't got caught. That's the difference between me and the guy in jail, and I didn't kill anyone. God knows how I lucked out on that. But what's the difference between me and him, me and the person in jail? There is no difference. And if that person, if you take a life, I'm sorry, but yes, justice has to be served, but there also has to be forgiveness and mercy. I'm sorry, that's my faith. We're Catholic. That's our faith. If you're truly sorry for what you have done, and I don't know how you determine truly sorry. I don't know who determines that, whether it's the judge or whomever. But you need a chance to be rehabilitated. And it doesn't matter your skin color or your economic class. It doesn't matter. This country has to start being fair to all of us, not just the wealthiest and the whitest.
Thanks for the call, Dan. I appreciate your thoughts tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You may bring up anything. Still to come, the dueling studies. Johnson, you found at least one, and I found one here as well, which they will say it seems like different things about whether or not being drunk at the time of some sort of accident that involves a fall or a car accident, for instance, does that increase your chances of survival without injury? Or with lesser injuries. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That allows you to join us here. And we've got Skype as well. So Skype on into the show at username lrn.fm. Join us here on Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. And we invite you to join us here toll-free at 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. Our Skype username, it's lrn.fm. And you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. You know what? If you're getting online without protecting yourself, then you can solve that through ProXPN. They're a virtual private network. They encrypt your data right from your computer or mobile device of choice. Whether you're using Mac, Windows, iOS, Android, Linux, they've got support for you over at ProXPN.com. You can use code FTL50. You'll save 50% off of their regular monthly price when you order an annual account. And that, by the way, that discount is good for the lifetime of your account. No limited time offer there. That's the lifetime of your account. It can be cheaper per month than a good cup of coffee. And you know what? ProXPN keeps no logs of your activities whatsoever. And if you're a Windows user, you can ask ProXPN about changing your DNS settings for even greater anonymity. Use code FTL50. Take back the privacy that is your right at ProXPN.com. As we go back to the phones and to the fun, Craig is listening in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Craig.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hey.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I've been listening to you guys for a number of months, and I haven't heard you guys really discuss, well, it's actually related to what you're talking about today, healthcare and hospitalization and how it's paid for in the United States and the fact that, that it's, I think it's one of the most difficult subjects to breach, with, you know, the average person. It's like, you know, people just think, oh, well, you know, healthcare, that's too important for, for, you know, for the market, you know, the government has to take care of it, you know, has to provide health care for everyone. And, you know, the idea of that health care is a right, and that every other country in the universe has universal health care, and I think it's even harder to communicate about free market health care than it is about the roads.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, people have been told over and over again that they deserve to be taken care of, that they deserve health care. And, of course, the idea that health care is a right suggests that you have a right to the labor of another human being. Now, there's no doubt that people got into the healthcare business to help people. I think that when you talk to nurses and doctors and others that are in that profession, they will tell you through and through that they wanted to help people, and that was the reason why they got into the business. So that's not to say that those folks wouldn't donate some of their time if they were asked to do so, but the people who are advocating for this so-called universal healthcare or single payer or whatever it is, the code words that they're using, are saying that you're owed these people's time, that you could just walk in there and they have to wait on you hand and foot and you don't have to pay them anything. That makes them a slave to that system, and that's not okay.
Right. I mean, look at how much better healthcare has gotten in the last 50 years, right? I mean, since they've started socializing it, right? I mean, what? Having a baby used to cost something like, what, $60? And now it costs, what?
$6,000.
Yeah, $60,000. If it's like you take into account all the costs, not just like the... You know, the hospital or whatever.
Go ahead.
I mean,
that's the whole thing is that about that is that in the United States, healthcare is so messed up because of not because of the market, because of the lack of the market, the government involvement in healthcare.
It's having real effects on the market now because no one wants to become a doctor anymore.
Well, that's true.
That's true.
What we have to do is we have to find alternatives to socialized medicine. That seems to be the only alternative that people are offering. Are you familiar with the Surgery Center of Oklahoma?
Oh, I've heard.
I think that's where Pete Eyre got his bicep repaired and paid Bitcoin.
That's also where Stefan Molyneux got his cancer surgery because he hit.
Wow.
They couldn't help him in Canada. He had there was a long waiting list.
But healthcare is free in Canada.
I know. But
why wouldn't he want free healthcare?
Right. Exactly.
Well, the reason is because if it's free, there are all kinds of. If people don't have any costs associated with something, then they'll go ahead and use the hell out of it. You know, if you can hit a button and get, you know, free money out of it, you're going to stand there and hit that button all day. And so if, you know, healthcare is free and all you got to do is go to the hospital to get whatever it is dealt with, that you're going to go there for the little sniffle and a little cough or whatever. You're going to go ask the doctor to prescribe you something because it costs you nothing but the time it took to go down there. Whereas if there are costs involved, you have to weigh the question of, well, you know, might I get over this, this possibly small malady on my own simply by taking care of myself better or, drinking a lot of water and just getting some rest. And odds are for most maladies, then you probably will get over it.
Right. Well, the Surgery Center of Oklahoma, what they do is they don't accept insurance. So everything is on a cash basis. And they put the prices of their services on the internet. It's listed. The prices are actually listed on the internet. So you actually know what you're going to pay before you actually get something done. So
which is unusual in healthcare, right? Normally you don't know what the hell they're going to charge you.
It's a mystery. If you go in there and you ask them what something is going to cost, they'll look at you like you're nuts.
Because
you know,
no one ever asks.
Well, don't you have insurance? Well, you have insurance. Why do you care? You know,
I had an incident happen to me.
That's why healthcare is so expensive. That's why healthcare costs have gone through the roof. And I'm a kind of an old guy, and I remember back in the days when people would go into the hospital for an operation. And they would get the operation, they would stay in the hospital until they were partially recovered, at least partially recovered, and they could pay for it out of their bank account.
So I had a credit hit. I had an incident where I took a credit hit for something that happened to me in a Connecticut hospital because I refused to pay. What they did is they told me, I told them that I didn't have insurance off right off the bat, and they said, okay, don't worry about this because what you're asking for is not a problem. They lied to me. They outright lied to me and, you know, took my information and then billed me. And what I went in for was a prophylactic dose of doxycycline because I was bitten by a tick and I knew that I needed this. And I didn't have a general doctor at the time and I wasn't insured, so I just wanted to go to the, you know, they, I was told that, hey, there's a free clinic at this hospital, go there. So I went to the free clinic and they treated it like an emergency room visit to charge me. And all I asked for was a single dose of an antibiotic, and that's what they did. They provided me with a single dose of an antibiotic, and then they charged me $680.
Jesus.
So anyway, I said, no, you're not getting paid. Take this off. Get it out of here, because guess what? You're not getting any money. And then it went to court, and I didn't show up, and, you know, just...
So the decision was against you, then.
Yeah.
The other thing, I would recommend that you read a book called, if you haven't already read it or have heard of it, it's called The Primal Prescription. It's by Doug McGuff and Robert Murphy, the MD and PhD. And they're libertarians, and they explain the...
I don't know if I can trust that Bob Murphy guy.
Don't you know Bob Murphy?
Yeah.
He's a nice guy. Wait, what's the book about?
It's about the situation with, it's called The Primal Prescription, it's called, and the subtitle is Surviving the Sick Care Sinkhole. And it tells about how medical care became dysfunctional in the United States, in particular with all the, you know, just the creeping government intrusion into the, you know, the healthcare profession. And also,
thanks for the recommendation.
Also, talks about the FDA and what the FDA has done to really mess the situation up and make it so that people have no alternative than single payer.
Thanks for the call tonight, Craig. It's a deep issue, and there's a lot that that one can talk about.
Dr. Mary Rourke's book has a good chapter on it, too.
Yeah, that's true. Great book, Healing Our World. 855-450-FREE, the fourth edition of that book, just came out in December. 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live.
Are you suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want to wear a hearing aid that makes you look old? Then you need to try Listen Clear, a life-changing breakthrough precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are, and whatever you're doing. And right now you can try Listen Clear absolutely free, with free shipping. We'll even give you free batteries for life. So call now, 1-800-718-3929. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Call for your 100% free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-718-3929. That's 1-800-718-3929. 1-800-718-3929.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us on the radio waves here. Toll-free number's 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We have with you tonight Ian.
Renee.
And Johnson.
And, of course, you can join us online anytime at freetalklive.com. You like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then please become a Free Talk Live amplifier today at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And it means that you can send $5 a month into the show using any major credit card through PayPal, using Visa or MasterCard, or right on our website, or you can use Bitcoin now as well. So head on over to amp.freetalklive.com and get signed up there. There are a variety of ways for you to do that, and you get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, as well as the AMP-only Facebook group. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, you can bring up what you want. We were going to compare studies, Johnson.
Yeah.
We were discussing, you questioned the sort of common wisdom that I've heard so many different places,
right,
that if you are drunk in a car accident, that you're more likely to come out of that accident unscathed, more likely to receive fewer injuries.
And that is incorrect.
Well, according to studies I've seen, it is correct. So let's. Do you want to go with yours first?
You haven't read yours. Read yours first because yours proves me right.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Go ahead. I've got more than one.
Well, go with the first one, the one we discussed, because I know that was the one you were going with.
I'll be the judge.
Here's one from LiveScience.com, published in 2012. Drunks are prone to injury, be it from rooftop fall, barroom fight, or an oversight while juggling. But new research suggests that once an injury has occurred, the same substance that leads drinkers to folly may help save them from its consequences. The results of a study from
the
University...
See, it's not about the injury here. We're talking about something else.
The results of a study from the University of Illinois at Chicago show that not only does an appreciable blood alcohol level seem to increase a trauma victim's chances of survival after being admitted to a hospital, but that the drunker a victim is, the more likely he or she is to survive. After an injury, if you are intoxicated, there seems to be a pretty substantial protective effect says Lee Friedman, the author of the study and assistant professor of environmental and occupational health sciences, said in a statement issued by the school, quote, the more alcohol you have in your system, the more protective, or the more the protective effect.
But what's the reason? It's not being loosey-goosey.
Friedman's study shows a correlation between a high blood alcohol content and an increased chance of survival after a serious injury, but it doesn't necessarily demonstrate that alcohol is the root cause of the increase. While previous studies have examined the interactions between trauma outcome and blood alcohol content, most have focused either on particular injuries, such as head trauma, or particular injury mechanisms, such as car accidents. Friedman analyzed all 190,612 patients treated at Illinois' trauma centers between 95 and 2009 who were tested for blood alcohol content with levels ranging from 0 to 0.5% at the time of admission. He found that with exception of burn injuries, the mortality rates of all types of traumatic injury decreased as the blood alcohol content of the victims rose. At the upper bounds of intoxication, mortality rates were cut by nearly 50%. The effect, however, was not equally strong for all types of trauma, with victims of penetrating injuries such as gunshot and stab wounds seeming to show the greatest benefit from alcohol. Friedman broke into his data subgroups classified by severity and type of injury before drawing any conclusions to account for the possibility that drinkers suffer a disproportionate amount of relatively minor traumatic injuries. There's a folk belief that drunken injuries, especially those incurred during car crashes, are less likely to be severe, due perhaps to increased relaxation or limpness at the time of an accident. But Friedman says his research has convinced him that this belief is, quote, probably grossly overestimated and false. His findings don't show that a drunk driver's injuries during a car crash are less likely to be, His findings don't show that a drunk driver's injuries during a car crash are likely to be less serious than those suffered by potential sober victims, just that if all parties suffer the same injuries, the sober ones are more likely to die. Huh.
I think it has to do with, and I don't know if it covers that more, but I think it has to do something with a cardiovascular effect, because alcohol strongly affects your cardiovascular system. You know, your skin is flushed, more blood is drawn to the surface. So I think it kind of thins the blood or something. I don't know.
He says you don't die from the injury itself. You die from the subsequent physiological response, things like inflammation and rapid fluid loss. He said further, if you get shot by a gun, it's not the hole that kills you. And it's when a person's body goes into emergency preservation mode, tripping a cascade of physiological panic buttons that can ironically end in death, that alcohol seems to help most. Friedman is conducting a follow-up study that looks at the relation between blood alcohol content and the likelihood of complications that often result from traumatic injury. His study does note that if drunken trauma victims are more likely to die before being hospitalized than their sober counterparts, his data sample may be biased. All right, so what's your study there?
Well, I mean, I don't even know if we need to cover it. It sounds like that kind of covered my point for me. But anyway, this story is from 1995, and unfortunately, you know, the main doctor studying this is actually, unfortunately, the head of the transportation agency. But it says, it is a news story that appears with horrifying regularity. A drunk driver crashes into a sober one and a sober person dies while the drunk driver suffers only minor injuries. So often have such anecdotes been told in newspapers and on television that many people believe being intoxicated actually helps prevent injuries in highway collisions. But much like conventional wisdom, the image of the invulnerable drunk driver is a mere myth, experts say. In fact, they say research shows the opposite. Drunk drivers are much more likely to be killed or injured in crashes than those who are not intoxicated. All the studies show no value to being drunk, says Dr. Ricardo Martinez, head of the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. That's a myth that won't go away. Of the 13,094 crash fatalities last year involving at least one person who is legally intoxicated, 7,281 of those killed were intoxicated drivers, and only 865 were sober drivers, according to the NHTSA. Many crashes in which the driver is intoxicated involve only a single vehicle that runs off the road or hits a tree, experts said.
Okay.
Drunk drivers kill themselves more than they kill anyone else, said Terry Chavone, president of the National Commission Against Drunk Driving, a nonprofit group in Washington. A 1986 study by the University of North Carolina researchers of more than 1 million drivers involved in crashes concluded that drunk drivers die or suffer serious injury more often than sobered ones in comparable crashes. These findings do not support the widespread belief that alcohol is protective against injury, but rather indicate that alcohol increases vulnerability to injury in any given crash.
So they looked at a million in that study.
Yeah, said the study, which took into account such factors as seatbelt use, speed, vehicle condition, and driver age. But because media often publicize crashes where drunk drivers kill innocent family members, while rarely covering single vehicle crashes, experts say, the public has
created a myth.
Yeah, come to believe the old proverb that God protects small children and drunks.
Well, there's another one here, 09, dailybreeze.com. A study, investigators with the Los Angeles Biomedical Research Institute found that intoxicated patients do, in fact, survive traumatic injury more often than those who are sober. Ironically, alcohol appears to act as a buffer that inhibits certain stress-related chemicals released when a person suffers a major injury. So what they are saying here is that apparently if you survive the crash, being drunk will help you survive the trauma.
Well, here this says, experts said that alcohol increases the likelihood of death or serious injury because it erodes the body's ability to survive trauma.
Researchers
an example of two more ridiculously opposing studies?
Researchers analyzed data from 7,985 trauma patients brought to the UCLA Medical Center near Torrance from 2004 to 2008. While looking at the raw numbers, not taking into account severity of injury, researchers found that 1% of drunk patients died and 7% of sober patients died. When the data was adjusted for age of patients and severity and type of injury, a much more accurate comparison, they found that drunk patients had a 65% greater chance of survival. So looking at the data from national data, 14,419 patients, they found that 7.7% of patients with alcohol in their system died of major head injuries, compared with 9.7% of sober patients, which they claim is a statistically significant difference.
It sounds like either way the statistics, I mean, the study that you just said specifically that they were massaging the statistics. We were adjusting for age and condition and, like, okay, I'm sure that's happening on both sides. Like, this sounds like one of those things where it's like, oh, well, no one's going to be able to do this unbiased.
This is why I don't believe anything I hear, ever.
It's true. And, you know, obviously there's a lot of old wives' tales and myths out there.
Right.
And certainly some of them can be busted by a brief Google, but in this case, it seems like there's some counter data.
I'd like
out
to
there.
See the Mythbusters test. Oh, wait. They can't. They're not on the air anymore.
Oh, they're not? That's too bad.
No, it's over.
No, somebody can do a show.
Somebody
like
needs
that.
To do a new Mythbusters. You know, they just need to. Discovery, get on that. Get some new Mythbusters.
All right. you've got time to join us here. You can share your thoughts at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. More on Trump and immigration on the way.
Free Talk Live is having a huge sale on ads. If you have a local business, contact this station. They'll help you out. But if you do business nationally through a website, a brand, or a call center, Free Talk Live ads are 66% off until April 16th. I can't give you the rates here, but I can tell you the packages are as low as $500. We're on 170-plus stations. We do endorsements. And we have a big old online audience. Contact Mark at freetalklive.com. We've never had a sale this big. Mark at freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.